Jose, if you don't mind opening up Zvachim Daf Beis, and we're going back to the basics, which I think is always a good thing to do, and we'll start with Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Actually, you know what? We don't have to go through the Mishnah. I think we know the Mishnah. Is that a fair assumption? Let's just jump fast forward to the Gemara itself. On Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Okay then? Maybe we could close the door at some point, if I can trouble you for that. Thank you. Thanks, Ev. So the Mishnah says again, the Gemara asks a question here on a technical level as to why it says in the Mishnah the word Ella. Okay, I don't want to get distracted on that, but the Gemara quotes a statement of Rava. Do you have that? Omar Rava? Ola sheshachta shalo lishma. Asur lizrog dama shalo lishma. You know, one might have thought that once the karban is shalo lishma, it's again, I'm going to use the word pasul here. You and I don't have to go through every time what I mean by the word pasul. Because the shechita was shalo lishma, let's say he shechted the ol l'shem shlomim, let's say. Now you might think, well, let's go on and we don't care already. It's already shalo lishma. So let him have another machshev shalo lishma. And let him be zorik the dam shalo lishma. So Rava says no. It's bad enough that he violated the Isra of Lo Yechashev. Maybe we'll talk about that later. That there's an Isra of Lachshov Bekodshim Machshavas Psul. And therefore, even if in the case of a Zerach that was Shechted Shalo Lishma, you could still continue with the Avodah of that Karban, but nevertheless it was Machshava that was not proper. It was Machshavas Shalo Lishma. Therefore he violates an Isur. I'll just quote to you, he has here a language in the name of the Rambam that kol achoshev machshava lo nechona bekodshim over belosas hashenemar lo yechoshev. But you might think that isur, once it's violated on the shechita, would not apply to the zrika, for example, and let him go ahead and have a zrika shalo lishma. I mean, what do we lose by that? So Rava says no. You know, two wrongs don't justify a right, or whatever it is. Anyway, so Ebi is saying, what's the reasoning for Rava? What underlies Rava's logic is Svara. Ebi is saying, Kra. Ebi is saying, Svara. And the Gemara asks a rhetorical question, Mishum Deshaniba. He had a Machshava Shalom Nechona at the Shechita. Is therefore Kalhani Lashanibe Veleza, let it go on and make life worse for himself? There's still a lav, thank you so much, of Lo Yechashev. Oh, the stapler. Here, let me give you the stapler. And Ebi say Makra. If you like, I'm going to quote a pasuk. Now, on the side, Rabosai, I'm only mentioning Rav Shimon Shkup because I have a certain identification with Rav Shimon. I didn't know him, obviously. He died before I was born, but my father very much wanted to get into his class when he came to teach in yeshiva, and they didn't let my father go into the class because he was 1 year too young. So my father, one of my father's best friends, his name is Rav Silva. He was the Rav, maybe you heard of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So Rav Silva was a year older than my father, so he got into Rav Shimon's class. But Rav Shimon Shkup was a Rosh Hashiva in YU for about 8 months. And then the Gedolim in Europe pressured him to go back to Europe. He was a tremendous genius. And he was sort of a younger contemporary of Rav Chaim Brisker. They had a slightly different approach to learning. But primarily, fundamentally, they were on the same page. So Rav Shimon Shkup makes a comment here, which, again, it's not relevant to that discussion today, but I find out my Yetzer gets the best of me. I can't overcome my temptation. Rav Shimon says that you see from this Gemara that Svara is Doraisa. In other words, we have the Gimel Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem. These are the ways in which we analyze the Torah, and those will generate a Doraisa. Now we're adding Svara to the list. And if anybody needs, I have the original, so there's an extra copy here. That's because otherwise, you know, the Gemara is very odd. You know, if you have a Pasuk that's called Ibai Samakra, why mention a Svara? You know, Svara is very good if you wanted the Rabbanan. You know, the Rabbanan come up with Svaras. But you have a Pasuk, what's the point of a Svara? And Rav Shimon wants to claim that a Svara has the same power and the same authority as a Pasuk. And they're both Doraisa. So you can derive, again, I'm not saying that you and I can do this because you have to know exactly when a Svara is a Svara, but we can derive a Doraisa halacha from a Svara. And it's a pretty radical conclusion. And on this basis, he tries to answer a famous, famous question regarding a Suma. There's one day in the Gemara that Nebuchadnezzar, a blind person, is potter min ha-mitzvahs. And the Gemara says that he's potter min ha-mitzvahs means that he's potter min mitzvahs aseh, but he's obligated in mitzvahs los aseh. In other words, even if you hold that Suma is potter min ha-mitzvahs, that's only as far as esem, mitzvahs aseh, is concerned, but not as far as mitzvahs los aseh. Now, the Gemara tells us in a few places that when the Rabbanan instituted an Iser, which is called Gzeira de Rabbanan, the basis for that is V'asisa kechalasha yarucha, that we have to follow in the ways of the Torah. I'm sorry, we have to follow in the ways of the Rabbanan. So now, we have to understand, in the case of a Suma, he's not obligated, according to this Maniyama, in the mitzvah of Asisa Kachal Asher Yerucha. Does that mean that a Suma is not therefore committed to all Gzeiros Rabbanan? And a similar question they ask about the mitzvah of Chinuch on a Katan. A Katan is less than Bar Mitzvah. And according to one school of thought, he's Chayav Mid Rabbanan in all mitzvahs. But if the source for the authority of the Chacham in all mitzvahs is Vasisa Kachal Sheyerucha, he's not chayim in the mitzvah of Vasisa Kachal Sheyerucha, he's a kata. So how then can you suggest a meaningful obligation incumbent upon a kata when the obligation, the source for the authority for that obligation is Vasisa Kachal Sheyerucha, he's not chayim in Vasisa Kachal Sheyerucha? So basically we have a problem. If you and I have to fulfill Gzeirat Rabbanan, we have to comply with Gzeirat Rabbanan, that's because we're obligated in Vasisa Kachal Asher Yerucha. But a Suma, if you hold these potter min ha-mitzvahs, and how much more so a Katan, who's certainly potter from all mitzvahs, he doesn't have the obligation of Vasisa Kachal Yerucha, what authority do the Rabbanan have to force him to comply with their Gzeiros, etc., etc.? So Rav Shimon wants to say that's called Svara. That since the Torah invested authority in the Chachamim, and the Torah, so to speak, relied on the Chachamim, that it makes sense for all of Klal Yisrael to rely on the Chachamim. And even if you'll tell me that the source for the power and the authority of the Chachamim is written in the Pasuk of Asisa Kol Asher Yerucha, and you'll tell me, well, this person in that category, they're not obligated to Kol Asher Yerucha, but they still are Chayv B'Torah Svara. And what's the logic of the Svara? Since the Torah said Vasisa Kachal Asher Yerucha, the Torah is basically formulating the following principle, that we invest in the Chachamim the authority to create Takanos and Minhagos and Gzeros and Mitzvahs to Rabbanon, etc., etc. If the Torah is investing authority, then Al Pi Svara, we got to listen to that authority. If we violate and rebel Chas V'Shalom against that authority, then we're undermining the whole structure and the underlying foundation of Vasisa V'Kol Asher Yerucha, which is the foundation of so much of what we do. So what's the Svara? The Svara says, Mishum Deshanile is Kalhani L'Shanile V'Azil. You know, he messed up on the first Avodah, Shchit, and he did it Shalol Lishma. Now he's going to go ahead and violate Lo Yechashev and have another Machshav Shalol Lishma. V'Bayseh Makra, And this is going to be the introduction to our sugya for today. The pasuk in Parshas Ki Tsetse is very, very odd, because the pasuk, as we'll soon see, starts with neder and ends with nedava. Now, neder and nedava are not interchangeable; they're fundamentally different. A neder is a person who says hare a lie. I take upon myself to bring a carbon. He doesn't designate any specific animal as a carbon. On a dove, on the other hand, is someone who says hare. Anybody hare zoo? So hare a lie carbon is called a neder. Hare zoo is called an dove. Now let's look at this pasuk. The pasuk is telling us that motzav sasecha tishmar viasisa. What does it mean? You have to be committed to your word, to your pledge, and viasisa, you have to fulfill your pledge. Kasher nadarta l'Hashem Elokecha, and now the Torah defines and categorizes that motzav sasecha as what? As a neder. And then it says in the pasuk, nidava. Nidava l'Hashem Elokecha. Well, wait a minute. You started with a neder, and then in the same breath, you mention a nedava. So the Gemara says, "Hi nedava, how can you call it a nedava?" Here we're turning to Beis Hamidbeis. Neder who? The pasuk itself says it's a neder. How can you now talk about a nedava? So the Gemara answers, "Ella, if k'moshen adato asisa, if the carbon was brought, let's say if you took upon yourself a neder to bring an ola, and it was brought as an ola with machsheves lishma, yehei neder. In Elchinami, you fulfilled your neder, and everything is hunky dory. Everything is fine. However, the imlo, the Torah is implying that if the carbon was not brought lishma, instead of bringing it l'shem ola, it was brought for the shem shlamim, then you know what? You haven't fulfilled your neder, but nedava yehei. Then somehow this carbon is going to be brought as a carbon nedava. That's why the Torah added the word nedava in the context of a neder to cover the case of shalol lishma. Now the carbon becomes a carbon nedava. So again, at the point of shechita, what was the status of this carbon? It was a neder. But once the shochet had a machsheva shalol lishma, the status of the carbon, how should I say, changes, and instead of being a carbon chova, it now becomes a carbon nedava. So we started with neder, and now it becomes a carbon nedava. Now what happens with the carbon nedava? If a person takes upon himself optionally, and he volunteers to bring a carbon ola, ledugma, for example, I mean, he could have a nedava in shlomim, but let's say he takes a nedava of ola, then what kind of machshavos would the Kohen be required to have in bringing this nidavas ola? L'shem what? L'shem ola. And if he has a different kavana, then he violates lo yichashiv. Meaning, the requirement and the prohibition of lo yichashiv that you have to have the right machshava l'shma applies no less to a carbon nidava than it does to a carbon chova. A carbon chova is a carbon ola that's obligatory. A carbon nidava, in the case of an ola, is an ola that's voluntary. But in both cases, it's carbon ola. And as such, the avodas have to be done l'shma. So again, at the moment that he executed the shechita and he thought shalom l'shma, it was a carbon, it was that carbon was called a neder. But now, after he had and he implemented a machshav shalom l'shma, the carbon changes its nature and becomes what? A carbon nedava. The Torah is telling us that now you bring this carbon as a nedava. Ooh, nedava, the Gemara asks a rhetorical question, mishari l'shnuyim bay? A carbon nedava is also a specific carbon, and when the Torah says amakriv oso lo yechashev, enjoining him from machshav shalom l'shma, that applies no less to a nedava than it does to a carbon chova.
That's not fair. It started out as a neder. It only became a neder after the machshava. After the shechita. So then it's a different. Now it's a different status.
Right, for sure it's a different status. But the question is, can the Kohen say, you know what? On a carbon nedava, I'm going to have a machsheva shalom l'shma. In other words, is there any difference between a carbon chova and a carbon nedava about shalom l'shma? True. this Ola is a Chova, this Ola is a is an Adova, but both are Olos. And an Ola requires no less in the case of, a, of an Adova, of an Olos Nadova, than an Olos Chova, Rak Shevis Lishma. So now already we made a transfer, we made a radical change in the carbon. It became a carbon what?
Nadova,
but it's still a carbon Ola. Albeit as an Adava, but the halach of Shalom Yichashev, which enjoins the coin from having Machshev Shalom Lishma, not for the sake of an Ola, still remains intact, even in the case of a carbon Adava.
I don't understand. It started out, he said, I'm bringing a net there in Ola.
Right.
The coin in his mind said, it's a Shlomo.
Right.
Okay. So now, if it's an Adava, then the Adava is a Shlomo.
No, no, wait a second. There's no such thing as an Akira in Shalom Lishma, meaning Shalom Lishma is a violation of a Torah law. It may possible the carbon, but it doesn't change the nature of the carbon. The carbon remains whatever it was. But even in the case of Tmura, for example, you can't change the nature of the carbon. And not only that, I'll tell you even more so. There's one exception to this rule, possibly, and that's a carbon pesach. It could be, but again, we shouldn't confuse. You know, sometimes we get so orangutan in carbon pesach, we begin to think that carbon pesach is indicative of the rule, when really it's indicative of the exception to the rule. In the case of carbon pesach, it could be that there's something called an akira sapesach. But again, the only reason why Machsheves Shelo Lishma can be Oker, a Pesach, and make it into a Shlomim is only because the original Kiddush, when he's Makdish the carbon as a Pesach, includes the status of a Pesach as Shlomim. Again, it's complicated. I'm overly simplifying it. But in no other carbon can you change the Akadosh of the carbon. You can determine that the carbon is not a chova, but rather an adava, but you cannot change the nature of the carbon. So he's going to have in mind at the time of the zrika that it's l'shem ola. Again, it's an ola, it's an adava, but it's an ola. Yeah.
So what's the consequence of having two lo lishmar?
Well, first of all, what would happen would be is the kohen violates an isu d'orais.
Okay.
And secondly, I don't know if there are repercussions to that violation of the Issa D'Oraisa. You know, you have to know, does he get Malkus, or it's a Lav Shembo Maisa?
But it doesn't change the nature of the...
The carbon is already Shelo Lishma.
So it's the same, you know, as if he did, if at Shechita he had Lo Lishma.
Right.
So it
that's before the article that we're doing now.
That's, yeah.
So I'm giving you the answer before the article.
Okay, but if he
okay, to, so but, I reserve the right to change my answer after we see okay, this article.
So now if he has lo lishmor at zrika, so he has
zrika. It's an ongoing joke that we have. Yeah, zrika. Yeah.
My wife wouldn't laugh though. So the, in terms of the carbon, nothing's changed. The rule of the carbon.
Well, carbon nothing's changed.
This, now, right. now it's the effect on the kohen himself because he's now done it twice.
Correct. Yeah, well, again, what you mean by, I don't know what you mean by did it twice. The significance is not the twice, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Let's say theoretically, we bring in another Cohen. You know, like, let's go to the bullpen. This first string Cohen is not what he, you know, again, I don't know why he had a Machshev Shelo Lishma, so don't ask me that question. But whatever it is, he's not a Cohen in good standing, if you follow me. So we may want to quickly invite another Cohen once the Dam is in the Klisharis, and he's going to do this Rika. So you have Cohen number one, Cohen number two. There's one commonality between the two. They both violated an Issa D'Oraisa of Lo Yechashev. They both had in mind in this Ola L'Shem Shlo. So they're equally guilty. Maybe we should punish the second Kohen a little bit more than the first Kohen, because like he should have learned the lesson over here. Give him an extra pinch. Okay, now I want to show you a few things here in the pages that we gave out. First, we're going to look on the left column of page Chaf Vav, which is called Os Chaf Vav. And the Gemara presents a svara, if you remember. This is before the Gemara presented a kra, a drasha. And the svara was that nedava mishari l'shnuyei bei. Right? How can you? You're going to tell him now he's has the machsheva shelo lishma because it's a nedava. Yesh lachkar. You know, whenever I see those two words, I get very excited. Yesh lachkar. There are two ways of understanding the case of Nedava. Again, we started with what? a karban chova, and then we get, now we turned it into what? An adav. Ishayach nami, ishayach bei nami, hai dina, delo olu l'shem chova. Okay, so let's go back to Don's question. The second string coin that we brought in from the bullpen now had, at the time of the Zrika, a machsheves shalol lishma. But his machsheves shalol lishma was on what kind of a karban? Karban nedava. What happens now? Does the karban nedava now become, in one aspect, a karban chova? Again, it's a karban nedava, but it does have one dimension of a karban chova. Why? Because at the point in which he said Harei Zu, right? So he started with Harei Olai, now he says Harei Zu. He was mafresh this specific karban. Now, within the context of a karban olas nedava, there is a din of lishma, which means, first and foremost, the kohen has to have l'shem ola in his mind. But number two, would it be that now the Yisrael would be at the hands, at the mercy of this kohen, to make sure that he, the Yisrael, the Bailam of the Karban, fulfill at least the Karban Adava? Because it could be, that's what we want to investigate, that if the Shalol Lishma of, as I call him, the second string kohen on the Zrika, would not only create a violation of the Iser Shalol Lishma of Lo Yechashev, but in addition, it may create a psul in the Karban Adava. In such case that the Bailim, again, the principle of Shalol Lishma is Lo Alu LeBailim L'Shem Chova, does that principle have any application to the Karban in its present state, in its new state of being as what? As a Karban Adava. Just give me one more minute, Zev. Oh, every Chakir has to have an O in it, so you want to underline the word O. Kevan de Memela Eino Chayev Bachriyusa. In the case of an Adava, he doesn't have to replace a Karban Adava. Is Ein Tzarech Lahavi Acheres Tachteha? If there was a Shalol Lishma in this Karban Adava, meaning at the time of the Zrika, we'll call him with the second string Kohen. Lo Shayech Haidina Klal. Your Chakira makes no sense. It's irrelevant. It's a very nice theoretical Chakira. Would the din of Lo Olu L'Bailim L'Shem Chova in a case of Shalol Lishma apply in the new state of the carbon as a carbon in Dava, vis-a-vis the Kohen Sheni, who's now doing a Zrika Shalol Lishma, in the second side of the Chakira, that's totally irrelevant. Why? Because the fundamental difference between a carbon Chova and a carbon in Dava is the following. Carbon in Dava doesn't depend upon this carbon. It's not limited to this carbon. Our rail line means if this carbon is gone, you got to replace it. Then you can talk about Lo Olu L'Bailim L'Shem Chova. But a carbon adava is fundamentally different than a carbon chova in that there's no requirement to replace it. If you say Harei Zu, then your entire responsibility, so to speak, inheres in that particular behemoth, that carbon that you are mafrish. If that carbon goes the way of all flesh, if it flies up to the heavens with Elio's chariot, or if it gets tummy, or if it gets lost, then you don't have to replace it. So the whole concept of Lo Olu L'Bailim L'Shem Chova, which means that the Bailim are obligated to replace the carbon, seems at the face of it to be irrelevant in the case of a carbon nedava. Zev?
Did he choose Zrika on purpose? Because...
I mean, what about Kabbalah?
Because Kabbalah and Olacha would be the same from an Ola and for Shlamin. Whereas Zrika is different.
Oh, so you mean to say that's why he may have made a mistake of some sort?
There's a shinui in the Zrika.
No, I'm saying you're trying to explain why did this coin make this mistake? Is that
no, not why this. Why are we choosing this? Because here it is if he threw the blood incorrectly, and there's a pula. The pula is different. Whereas in the Kabbalah, it's saying it's in the Shechita.
So Zev, are you quoting some sugya that I'm not familiar with?
No, I'm asking why did you choose specifically Shechita and not Kabbalah?
Well, it's hard to, you might ask me a question on holachat adam, but then we have machlokas exactly what the status of holachat. But if you're talking about Kabbalat adam versus Zrika, I would say that he chooses Zrika probably because It's technically, exactly. In the logistics of it, you know, to say that he had a shalol lishma at the moment of shechita, and then there was another shalol lishma on his part, or maybe some other coin came in and somehow received a dam after the shechita and had a shalol lishma. Just logistically, it's going to be a little bit tedious. That's what I would have said. But you're saying that there may be a more fundamental difference why he quoted. Because Zrika again can take place who knows when.
But Zrika of Shlamim is different from Zrika of the Olah, from what I remember.
You mean what is on top of the
They're both below, but they're different.
You're talking about the Matan Damim, maybe is different.
I'm talking about the Matan Damim.
But so again, I think in that sense, you're making life worse for us, because if the Matan Damim is different, then the carbon should be puzzle. Perhaps again, you have to know the dinim, but. Forget about Mashem v'shalol lishma. We're talking about Mashem v'shalol lishma, meaning what we're trying to get down to. I mean, much more in the next siman than in this siman is the get to the grass tacks of what is a Mashem v'shalol lishma. So that's what we're going to focus on. V'haya efshal ledagdek miloshon haGemara dinidava lo shari lishnuye be. In other words, the Gemara puts all the emphasis here on lo shari. Lo shari means that he violates an isur. The kohen violates an isur of lo yechashev when he has machshavah shelo lishma nizrika. He says, if the implications would have been long term implications like eino ol labayal l'shem chova, then the Gemara should have mentioned that. The Gemara is saying, well, you know what? You messed up once, don't mess up again. Yadamach Sheva Shalol Lishma, you were Mashana, what's called the Shini Kodesh. Don't be Mashana Shini Kodesh a second time. But the Gemara doesn't mention any, doesn't hint, if you will, at any status or change of status as a result of the second Shalol Lishma vis a vis the Baal of Lo Ol L'Shem Chova, that they would have to replace this curve. Oh, at this point, he quotes, this is Rav Beryl Soloveitchik. By the way, I just want to mention before I forget that Rabbi Sammy Kapustin, if any of you know him, who usually sits on Mondays and Wednesdays in that seat to your right, Zev, has offered kindly for anyone who wants to buy this sefer, because I'm going to be quoting it extensively so we can get rid of all these photocopies, for 40 shekel, and he's willing to take your money, buy the sefer, and deliver it. So I'm just mentioning that in this group because you may not have been here when Sammy made that announcement
yesterday,
which was yesterday. So therefore, if you're interested, and again, if you could afford the 40 shekel, I'm being a little cynical here, but I really mean in all sincerity that unless you have a problem with 40 shekel, I really, really would love you to buy the sefer, just on a very selfish level here. I don't get a commission from it, but simply it would just alleviate me of a tremendous. So that's Sammy. So if you want to write your name down on a piece of paper, and either I or somebody will take your 40 shekel, or you'll pay Sammy when he delivers you the sefer. Either way, you know, I'll try to take care of that. But it's very hard to get the sefer. Even in Chevron Yeshiva, where this man is the Rashivi, you can't get the sefer.
I need your name and email.
All right. He says, your name and email, okay. Ulam, he says, HaGrid, so why did I think of that whole announcement is because the Grid was Rav Katz's Rebbe for Kachin. You know that there's a Brisky Yeshiva here in Yerushalayim. In fact, there is a multiple number of Brisky Yeshivas. And perhaps the most famous of them all when he was alive, now it's famous because of his son, but when he was alive was the Grid, which is the same, identical Rosh Yeshivas is my Rebbe's name, because he had the same exact name as my Rebbe, and they were both named after the same person, who was Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, hence Grid. He was known in the Yeshiva world as Rav Beryl. My Rebbe was known in the Yeshiva world as Rav Yosheber. But they both had the exact same name. They were first cousins. Their fathers were brothers. He was the son of the Brisker Rav. That's this Rav Beryl, who's being quoted now. And my Rebbe was the son of the Brisker Rav's older brother, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So they were first cousins. just mentioned. Hagrid dictate bedivrei ashita mekubetzes ahodikos of Rashi v'masnis v'tzorach lahavi acher lechovaso olenidro. So this is interesting. Rashi says that when it says lo ol lebailim l'shem chova, it means that he has to bring a replacement carbon either lechovaso or lenidro. So let's see what the Shita Mekubetzes comments on that. Kosev al Shita Mekubetzes da'inu dafka b'neder shuchayev b'achriyuso. We'll come back to that in just a minute. Avol nidava ich shachat shalom l'shma eino tzarech lahavi acher.
So we said
da'afilu nevad eino chayev b'achriyuso. In other words, Rashi, when he speaks about neder here, and he says he has to replace the carbon in order to fulfill his neder, Rashi is not using the word neder in a generic sense to encompass all pledges, but in a very specific technical sense. In a person, in the case of a person who said hare olai, that's what Rashi means by neder. To the exclusion, claims the Shita Mekubetzes, of an edava, of hare zu. And the reason for that apparently is that there's a fundamental difference between a neder and a dov. In the case of a neder by definition is kabbalah sakrayus, meaning if I can't bring this carbon, then I'll be mafresh later on, I'll bring a different carbon. I just have to fulfill my neder if I ray a lie. The Torah doesn't care which Elsie the cow you bring. But in the case of a nedova, there's no chiv achrayus, means you don't have any responsibility above and beyond this particular animal that you set up haray zu. And therefore, there's a chiluk between neder and a dova. The nedava ain't tzarech lahavi acher. If you lose this nedava, this particular carbon, if it's gone, you don't have to replace it. And therefore, when it says lo ol abayim l'shem chova, Rashi says it means that, again, what's the language of Rashi? Tzarech lahavi acher lechovaso lenidro. Again, we have to figure out why Rashi uses both terms, chovaso and nidro. Oh, okay. That's a good point. But again, in the case of Shalom Lishma and Chatat, that's coming on later on in the Mishnah. Maybe we should mention Asham, maybe it would be better. And that's Machlokas Tanoim. At least we can get away with the Chachomim Shita. Or there are various cases of Shlomim that Lichovaso. And then we have Neder.
Could be in Ola because of the Mitzvah.
Okay. So that's called chova, and then you have a neder where he volunteers to take upon himself hare olai, but there's no din of lo ol lebayim l'shem chovaso vis-a-vis a nedava. But he says mikol makom shayich behach din lo also l'shem chova. So that means the following: that once a person says hare zu, which is an adava, it's true, I have to grant you, that if he loses this carbon, then he doesn't have to replace it, because he has no achrayus to replace it. But has he fulfilled his self-accepted voluntary carbon? Meaning he volunteered to bring this carbon. And the question now becomes, if the carbon was let's say the Zrikas Adam in this case was Shalom Lishma, should we now say that, although again we can't obligate him and commit him to replace the carbon because he never accepted Achrayus on himself, but nevertheless there's some element of Chiyuv, and you want to know, did he fulfill that Chiyuv? The answer is that Shalom Lishma means that in the case of a carbon Chova, carbon Neder, it's lo ol l'shem bayim l'shem chova. In a case of nedava, it means lo ol l'chiv nedava. That is, he doesn't have to replace it, but he hasn't fulfilled his voluntarily accepted commitment to bring a nedava. Now, you can also add into the equation the fact that there was a neder in this case. That neder was completely undermined by what? By the shechita, which was done shalom l'shma, and that already engenders a chiyuv to replace this carbon. But the point is that, okay, maybe there is no point. Let's just leave it at that.
Well, if he hadn't had the second machshava, right, would that carbon have been the fulfillment?
That's what he's saying. That a fulfillment of what, of the original neder? No, for sure not. You know, the Mishnah says, lo olo l'bayil m'shem chov. We're only discussing, does the Kohen have a responsibility to have a machsheves l'shma? But the Shechit itself, in an absolute, you know, irreversible way, has established that he has to bring a replacement carbon, because the Shechit was done shelo l'shma. He's just wondering if the carbon now becomes a nedava, can we give him credit for a nedava? And even though there was a shelo l'shma, like for example, Zev, you mentioned, let's say he had a bittul essay, or for example, he had a machshava psula, you know, a hirur avera he had. So a carbon ola, which could be an olas nedava, would generate some sort of protection from yisurin for having a machshava, a hirhura, or for non-fulfillment of a mitzvah's essay. Does he gain at least that? Or do we say that if it was shalom lishman zrika, after the carbon has become an olas nedav, it's changed its personality, then that shalom lishman now completely removes the element of nedava that would generate a kapara for certain sins. And he's saying that based on the Rebbe's diuk, Rebbe is saying that the diuk is in Rashi that a carbon and dove doesn't fit into the mode of lo ol bayil m'shem chov, which means chayav lahavi carbon acher, he needs a replacement carbon. That doesn't apply to an dove, but other than that, the shalom l'shma does have an impact on the bailim as a carbon that was brought shalom l'shma, which means he hasn't fulfilled his nedava. So to the extent that the carbon nedava fulfills whatever it fulfills, he forfeits that fulfillment because of the shalom l'shma. But the real part I wanted to do with you today was Os Chav Zayin. Okay. Yesh La'ayin, he wants to understand, but carbon shenishchat shalom l'shma, which is shalom ol l'bayim l'shem chova, here's another hakira. Please underline these words. Imadayin shem balav olav. Okay? So this is what we want to analyze. These how many words is it? Four words. Adayin shem ba'olav olav. That's the first side. And we'll come back to hash that out. Mitzvah Shem, flesh that out. Oh, every hakira has to have an O. To bahach drosha. As a result of the drasha of the pasuk, right, that starts with neder and then it shifts over to the dava, we drew the conclusion that lo olu l'bailim l'shem chova, right, it changes its status from a korban chova to a korban dava. Nemar delo mikri bailiv klal. In other words, this change to a dava is so radical and it's so profound that lo nikra al shem bailav. Okay, now we're going to try to see what he means by this. So he quotes a Gemara on Daf Vav. I think we discussed this Gemara in the past. This is the Gemara of Rav Sheshes. And Rav Sheshes wants to know, in the case of Shalom Lishma, which is lo ol l'bayim l'shem chova, kipru or lo kipru? Has he achieved a kapara? But just he hasn't fulfilled his neder, and therefore he has to replace this carbon with a second one to fulfill his neder. Or shalom lishma completely robs him of any kapara. Vahainu, ha'im af she'eno ololo l'shem chova mikoma kama chaper al averas esei shebiyado olo. Meaning that now the carbon takes on the status of a carbon ola. What kind of carbon ola? An olas nedava. An olas nedava generates kapara for an averas essay. If he didn't eat matzah, he didn't take a lulav. How do we view, that's the Gemara's suffix on the vav, the impact of this carbon, which was shechted shalom lishma? And there are two ways of defining that impact. One is to say he has to replace it, but that's it. His kapari achieved. And as an olas nedava, correct, because the zrika now is being done as a nedava, because the Karban changed its status after the Shechita Shel Ol Lishma. It became an Nedava. But as an Olas Nedava, which has the power to be Mechaper for a Mitzvah's essay, that he achieves. And that's one side of the Gemara Safek on Daf Vav, that this Karban is Mechaper. Ola. What should we say? That the Karban has no power whatsoever for the Bailin, and that's also included in the words of the Mishnah, Eino Ololo L'Shem Chova, Eino Ololo Klal, even as a Karban Nedava, to be Mechaper for Mitzvah's essay. Behine, Lefia Salkedaita, the Gemara raises a possibility that there is a Kapara, Vadai de Mikra Karban L'Bailov. In other words, even though it says Shelo Ol L'Bailov M'Shem Chova, it's still his Karban. It's not his Karban for his Chova, but it's Karban. It's his Karban as an Adama. And what's the difference? What Chaps the Nafkamina to say that it still is his Karban? It's Mechaper for him. It'll protect him from any punishment for violating the essay. Umadim is safgalon, hula maskona de gemar de lo kipro mashabo, that it's the second carbon that's going to be machaper, not the first carbon. Iavi machmes de sulo mikri carbono. If you ask the question why the first carbon could not generate kapara, my answer to you would be that it's not karui al shem bailov. Ulekach einu yotzi bo yidei nidro velo mechaper of the mikolokom mikri karbono. So the question is as follows. According to the Maskonas HaSugya, the first carbon is not mechaper. Does that mean that this carbon is completely alienated, so to speak? We sever the relationship between the carbon and the bialim? Well, no. It's still considered his carbon, but it's not mechaper. Okay, we have to understand, if it's not mechaper, what significance do you attach to the fact that it's still his carbon, it's still nikra al shem bialim? Vihine. Hagon Rav, who remembers what the yud is? Yechezkel. Rav Yechezkel Abramsky Zatzal. Hochiach. The lo mikri karbon abaylim me'achas lo olo lo l'shem chova. In other words, Rabbi Yechezkel is of the opinion that there's the following equation. It's olo l'shem chova, then it's nikra al shem bailim. There's no middle ground over here. If it's not olo l'shem chova, then it's not nikra al shem bailim. It's not his karma. How do you prove such a thing? This is a sugya at the end of Masechta Zvachim. Gabi or ha'ola l'bailim. What does that mean? That in the case of a carbon ola, which is kula kolil, al gabi mizbeach, what's the status of the or, of the hides of the animal? Tana rabbanan, olas ish, ola she'olso le'ish, prat le'nishkata chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mkoma, shlo yiyu kohanim zakon bi'ora. So that even though in a carbon ola the carbon itself is kolil, but nevertheless the R goes to whom? To the Kohen. Unless there was a machsheves pigul or machshava poselis. Right, that's the exception to the rule. Yachol shani marbesh nishkata shelo lishma. Can I now say that the Kohen get or gain rights to the Or HaKarv, the Or HaBasar, in a case of Machsheves Shelo Lishma? Why? Because since in a case of Machsheves Shelo Lishma lo also LeBailim, therefore the Bailim don't have rights to this Or. Who's going to step up to the plate, take the Or? Who has now Zchus to the Or? It's going to be the Kohen. It's just like the case of an Ola. The Ola belongs to whom? To the Mizbeach. But now, there's one part that's not subject to Haktar al-Gabi Mizbeach. That's called the R. So by default, who gets the R? The Kohen. So too here. In the case of Shalom Lishma, since it's not Ola Shem Bailam, who gets the Basar Karbon by default? The Kohen should get the Basar. Talmud Lomar, the Gemara says R. R ha'Ola mikomakom. That the Kohanim did not get schus in the Or. What's this all about? Just give me one more second. Mevuar de beinon le rabos ola shenishkata shalolishma. in the case of a carbon ola that wasn't shechted lishma, we need a special ribui di ora lebailim. So again, how do we read this Gemara one more time? Let's go back to the Gemara. Yachal shani marvish and ishkuta shalo lishma. Hoil velo olsa lebailim. Is lo yehe konim zakoim bi ora. Ah. So we're talking about a carbon ola. And a carbon ola, who gets the R? The Kohen. So now what happens if the carbon ola was shechted l'shem shlamim, l'shalo l'shma? So now we're going to say that maybe in such a case, again, I'm trying to understand the havamina yochsheni marbish and niskut shalo l'shma, l'olso l'bailim, so again, there's some sort of a havamina here that we're going to knock out the Kohen from the R because the Shechita was Shalol Lishma. Okay, that's what we want to analyze. What was this havamina? But Talmud Lomar, R Ha'ola Mikol Makom. It's a special ribui to tell me that the Kohen always get the R, even in the case of Shalol Lishma. So what was the havamina before the special ribui Talmud Lomar or ha'ola mikol makom to exclude the Kohen from the R in the case of an ola that was shechted shelo lishma?
He messed up, he caused the
Baal say again?
He messed up, he caused the Baal to lose the money of the korban, has to replace it, so at least the Baal gets the or back so he doesn't lose as much money.
Correct, you know, let's cut out, cut out losses, right? And if we cut out losses, then okay, the Baal has to replace the korban chach, give him at least the or, so now the or should be transferred over to the Baalim, even though the shalom lishma. So it's lo ola bailam shem chova, but the carbon is still nikral shem bailam. How do I know it's nikral shem bailam according to the Havamina? Because they have rights to the R. So it's still their carbon. Yeah, you might ask, what do they gain by owning the carbon? I mean, they can't gain anything from it because they have to replace the carbon anyway. But the answer is they can get at least the R of the behemoth. Vahainu mishum de lo mikri olas ish came to lo also l'shem chova. And in the case of olas ish, they're excluded from the R. Here it's not considered olas ish, and therefore they get the R. Muchach di einzek zeres hakosim bi'alma shlo also l'shem chova el de lo mikri olaso l'kach lo also lo. Just one second. I think now he's going to the Maskona. Just let me just take a minute to think this out if I can. Olas ish. Olasha also ish. And since it's not ola ish, therefore the Bailam don't have rights to the R. And instead, we give it to the Kohen, like we do in general the R of ola, of an ola. Is it time for Mincha already?
No, I just
have I am Ishum Dolom Mikri Olas Ish. Talking about Olas Ish. Since it's not Ola Shem Chovaso, is Nishkata. If the Shechita was with the Machsheves Psul, then the Kohen were knocked out. But if it was a Machsheves Olol Shema, so then what happens? The Kohen still gets the R. Why is this is not considered olas ish? Because it's lo also lebailim. In the case of shlo lishma, muchach the einzik zeres hakov yalma shlo also l'shem chova elu de lo mikri olaso. Not just that he'll have to replace the carbon, but more than that, the maskana here is that olas ish is only if it's ola l'shem ish, but since in this case it's shlo l'shma, it's not ola l'shem ish, therefore it's not included in this zchus of having the korban. So therefore we conclude from this that when it says shlo ola l'shem b'al means it's not nikra l'shem b'al. And what's the difference? Why is it important to go that step further and say it's not Nikra Shem Bailim? For the Or. The Or of an Ola. You would have the Havamina that despite the fact that the Karman is Shalol Lishma, nevertheless, the Bailim have rights to the Or HaKarman. So mean shalom all the shame bailam only means what? That they have no responsibility to replace the carbon, but it still remains their carbon. They can still get benefits from this carbon, although again they don't get the real benefits of kapara and to fulfill their chiyuv, but at least they get what benefit?
The
R. That was the Havamin. And the Maskana is no, that they're excluded from the R. The Kohen gets the R and not the bailam. So it means that all the shame bailam is not just that they have a responsibility in the framework of their neder to replace this karmah, but it means that they're completely excluded from being the balak karmah. Meaning, before the alfusa, we thought that since they still have a shame bailam, that could express itself in their rights to claim ownership over the R. Now that the pasuk says no, they have no rights to claim ownership over the R. Then we have a broader definition of the term lo ol l'shem bailam l'shem lo ol l'bailam l'shem chover. It means that they're not considered the bailam at all. If they're not considered the bailam, they forfeit their rights to the or.
I don't understand. If everything went well, the kohen get the or. Well, that's why I'm not sure. The kohen get the or in any case, don't they? Doesn't the kohen get the or of an ola?
Yes, that's what we said.
So what's the...
Why was there a question?
So the chidush is maybe because they sort of passel the korban for
maybe they shouldn't get
they
it.
They shouldn't get it.
And maybe he gets
right.
An ola and they
do. Or as Mitch was saying before, let's cut our losses, let's at least grant him the Torah's bailam, at least the or, that much he should get. But the Gemara quotes a special pasuk to tell you that no. That in this case, like in every case, the or still goes to the Kohen. And he's suggesting that the reason for the maskana that the R goes to the Kohen is because the bailam are completely excluded from this carbon once it became a carbon shalom l'shma. Meaning, although all the same bailam means much more than just as far as the chov is concerned and the obligation to replace the carbon, it means that they have no rights to this carbon at all. Ulam, he says, yesh litchos, maybe that's not a proof. Kevin the dinah carbon l'ratzos al chovosov v'ena maratzol l'chein lo mikri ola sha'olso l'ish. Ah, he's saying maybe this is a special halach in carbon ola, that since a carbon ola is coming to be maratza, right, the purpose of the ola is to generate ritzui, and now the ritzui is completely nulled and voided, therefore he's not considered the Baal HaOla. So in other words, the Baal HaOla is a unique halacha reflecting the nature of the Korban Ola is because of Ritzui. And if we're saying that he doesn't achieve Ritzui in this Ola, that's why he's excluded from any rights to the Korban, and it's not considered Ola She'olso
le'ish. He doesn't get the Or anyway, so what are the...
Again, what we're saying is that Nahavamin, again, this is the Gemara's language. Maybe if you have a Gemara Zvachim, I don't have, I'm embarrassed to say, I don't have in front of me. I tried very hard to get a Gemara Zvachim, I couldn't find one. If you look on Kav Gimel Amud Aleph, you can do me that favor. I just see if you could find the words, Yochol Shani Marbe, Shenishkata Shalol Lishma, Hoyel v'lo also l'bailim lo yu koinim zakoin v'oro. If you can find that, and maybe you'll find a footnote or some of the mafarshim, maybe you'll shed a light to explain this havamin. So far, we came up with two explanations of this havamin. Either because the koin has excluded himself due to the machshavah shel ola lishma, or alternatively, maybe we want to allow the bailam to get at least the R from a carbon that they got nothing, and it was not their not due to any fault of their own. They get nothing out of this carbon.
Punish the kohen on one side because he did that.
Right, be mezakeh Yisrael. I don't know, but hopefully, if you'll find the Gemara, you'll be able to shed a light on this. So we'll take a minute's break. It'll give me an opportunity to take a drink here, and if you can find no schnapps in me, but.
What's the language we're looking for?
So I'm going to read it to you and see if you can find it. I hope you'll find it. On Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph.
Kuf
Gimel, 103. It was Chof Gimel. I have it right here on my desk. That I have, Chof Gimel, but I don't have Kuf Gimel. So if somebody could be kind enough to find Kuf Gimel, maybe, Michael, I can show you right behind this wall, you might be finding Kuf Gimel.
John has a footnote.
Yeah, but you know what? This will give us footnotes here. You know, sometimes the footnotes in the English translation are very helpful. Sometimes they slow us down and they confuse us.
Everyone's looking at Kuf Gimel.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Maybe I said Kuf Gimel. I meant to say Kuf Gimel. It's not Zricha, it's Zrika. You know, you gotta be.
Never gonna live that down.
Yeah, it's okay. The sun will rise. Zricha. Zev, give him a hand over there. It should be on the top shelf, behind this wall. Right, there are many shelves on the other side of this wall, on the top shelf. It'll probably have 3 asterisks on it. Until they get to page 103, they'll probably require a 3rd volume, I think. Alright. So now...
Right here at the bottom.
Yeah, so read it with Rashi if you can, and see, John, if I can just, you know, ask you for your being, what was the phrase we used, being mishtatif b'tzar shel azuas, you know, if you can help me out over here, and see if you can, just to answer the question, what was this halal meaning, that all of a sudden, in this case of an ola, the bialim get the karma. Can you look for me, Michael, because I just want to look at the next paragraph while you're looking at that paragraph. So tov mashnai min ha'echad. Vagriz ochiach ibcha di afshalo olish in kol mikri karben vaylam in masnisis in nazir the nechleku rav shimon rav banon the nazir shegilech al azevach shekarev shalo lishmod rav shimon also lo teglachto umevur begmar rav shimon letaymi smilei the giluach al shalmin adava yotza. So, let me just tell you, as you're looking in the footnotes over there, to see if you can help shed a light on the Havamin about R in the case of an Ola that was Shechti Shalom Lishma. Do you at least have the Gemara itself?
Yeah, we've got the Gemara and the...
So see, Zeb, if you could shed any light. If you can, you can. If you can't, you can't. I mean, just see if you can... If somebody gives you a little bit of an insight to what the Havamina was, that the R of an Ola that was Shechted Shalol Shema goes to the Baal HaKarbon, which the Gemara rejects based on the Drush. But in the meantime, while you're looking for that, Zeb, I'm just going to make the following point. You know that there's a mitzvah called Tiglachas Nazir. And Tiglachas Nazir is not part of the Avodas HaKarbon, but it's brought in the context of the Karbon. And this mitzvah of Giluach HaKarbon is only fulfilled if the Karbon is brought. Now, the question here is, There's such a thing as a karbon nedava, and there's such a thing as a karbon chova. So one of the karbonos that the nazir has to bring when he completes his nazirus is called shalmei chova. It's a karbon shlamim, and it's going to effectuate a kiyum mitzvah of tiglachas when he shaves his head. What happens if the karbon chova of a shlamim was brought shalolishma, i.e. it became a shalmei nedava, because again, we always say that shalolishma transfers the carbon, changes the carbon from chova to nedava. So Rav Shimon is of the opinion that shalmei nedava can also be effective and validate the kiyum of tiglachas nazir. So therefore, here's the language of the Mishnah in Masechta Nazir. Nazir shegileach al zevach shenikrav shalol lishmo. Rav Shimon holds also lo tiglachto. There's no invalidation of his mitzvah of tiglachas. And the Gemara explains why. Because Rav Shimon has a svara He has a principle called Shalmei Nedava, that if a person, in this case a Nazir, brings a Korban Shlomo as a Nedava, and he cuts his hair, that's called Giluach, that Giluach on a Shalmei Nedava is like a Giluach on a Korban Chov, it has the same status, and he's Yotze the mitzvah of Tiglachas Nazir. Now, the Korban was brought Shalom L'shma, it converts itself, let's say through the Zrika, to a Korban, to a Nedava, to a Korban Nedava. Reb Shimon says, well, if it's a Korban Nedava, then the Tiglachas is meaningful. But we just raised a Chakira, and we were wondering if a Korban Chovah was brought Shalom L'shma, now became a Korban Nedava, does it still have Shem Bail of Olav? And we asked, my Nafkamina, because in any event, he has to replace the Korban. So the first Nafkamina would be, does he have rights to get the R? The R is sort of like an auxiliary, you know, it's not part of the Gufashal Korban. And although the Korban as a Chovah is gone, it's now a Korban Nedava, maybe, for some reason which we were trying to figure out, maybe Zevul will enlighten us, there was a Havamina that the Baal HaKorban could get the R. Am I right?
Yeah.
There is such a Havamina. We don't know why, but so that means that even though it's a Korban Nedava now, Shalom L'shma, it still belongs to him. He's the Baal HaKorban, and he has rights to the R.
Well, he says that's what we would have thought,
but
there's a
pasuk. Right. But I'm just trying to think, why would we have thought so? That was Michael's question. I thought maybe.
Oh, because he invalidated his possession to the korban, but the korban is still a good korban because it's only on his bear.
No, but the again, as a rule, we established. Tell me if I'm wrong about this. That the R of a korban only goes to the kohen.
That's right.
Now, why in this case does the Gemara have a habit before the pasuk that the R should go to the bial of the kohen? Is that it? Did somebody say that? We offered two answers. I just want to know what the real answer is. That's all. We can say bite stars from now till kingdom come, but what's the real answer to this question? Nobody spells that out over there?
No.
John, you didn't see anything?
Just take a look at the last Rashi.
Oh, the last Rashi says something about him?
He says,
he's explaining the maskana of the Gemara, that the R does go to the coin. I'm trying to figure out why the Gemara has a habit that the R goes to the Bible. Is it a punishment to the Kohen because he messed up? Is it a cancellation prize, a booby prize for the violin because they get nothing out of this Kohen?
In the Mishnah starts off with a situation where the Kohen messed it completely up and the Korban doesn't go, the meat doesn't go to the Mizbeach at all. And therefore the all goes to the violin. But in this...
In an Ola? In a Korban Ola? Oh, that's important.
Oh.
And did the Bailam get the R in that case?
Olat ish. Ola she'alta le'ish. Ola she'nishchata shelo ishma. Af al pi shelo alta la'ba'alim. Ora la'kohen. Why? Because we learn that from Olat ish.
When does the Kohen get the boss, get the R? That's only if it's Olat ish.
Yes.
Now that the Mizbeach is getting nothing.
No, in this case, he is getting. That's right.
Right. Because let's say it was Machsheves Pigel, I don't know what. So if the Mizbeach is not getting anything, then we don't apply the principle of Olat ish.
And the ish comes to teach us that in this way, we would have thought maybe the Kohen doesn't get it because he messed things up. It says Olat Ish.
Right. By default, if the Kohen doesn't get the R, who gets the R? It's the Baal. So we already have a precedent in the case of a Machsheves Shalol, the Machsheva Poselis, meaning when the Korban is absolutely possible, we can't bring it on the Mizbeah, we have a precedent that the R now is robbed from the Kohen, and it's granted to whom? To the Baal. The Gemara wants to apply the same logic in the Havamina before the Pasuk, to the case of Machsheves Shalom L'shma. And the Gemara says, no, it's still considered a lat ish, and it goes to, accrues to the Kohen. But in the Havamina, we wanted to say that in the case of Shalom L'shma, it's the Baal HaKorban who gets the, he gets the R. So the Brisker Rav wants to, the son of the Brisker Rav, Beryl Soloveitcher, he wants to derive from this a conclusion that even if Shalom olu lebailu l'shem chova, the case of Shalom Shmoy. Nevertheless, it still remains his karma. And I'll prove it to you, because Gemara thinks that he should get the R. If he was completely excluded, if Shalom olu l'shem bailu in the extreme interpretation would mean that he's out, and he has to replace the carbon because he's out completely from the first carbon, then he would have no rights to collect the R. The brisker rav in the next paragraph adds another element to the equation, that in a case of Shalom l'shma, in the Shalmei Nazir, which again removes the status of the Shlomim from that of a Chova and converts it into a Nedava, there's a machlokes regarding a Shalmei Nedava, whether or not the Tiglachas of a Nazir is also low. It's a Kiyum, even if it was connected instead of to a Shalmei Chova, to a Shalmei Nedava. If Shimon says yes and the Chacham say no, that machlokes again proves that even when it was Shalom l'shma, and it's lo'ol l'bayil l'shem chova, but the Baal still remains the Baal HaKarbon, and it's as if he brought a Shalmei Nedava, and as a result, he's yotzei the mitzvah of Tiglachas Nazir, and he doesn't have to repeat that mitzvah or replace it. So you see that there are many benefits to being a Baal HaKarbon, even in cases where you cannot fulfill your chova and you have to replace the karbon. You still have rights and maintain your rights as the Baal HaKarbon, even though, despite the fact that it's lo also l'shem chova, you're going to have to bring another karbon. But now it became a karbon nedava, but it's a karbon nedava with your name on it. And if it's your name on it, you can gain various benefits, halach l'maisa.
Well, we've already found one benefit.
Right, halacha l'maaseh would be only the benefit of Tiglachas Nazir according to Rav Shimon. The other benefit is rejected l'maskana, but again, the havamin itself proves that it's still your carbon. The maskana is, even though it's your carbon, but it still remains olos ish because it's nikrav al gabi mizbeach, and therefore the Kohen retains his rights to the R. But you see that the Israel is fighting, is tugging at the war here.
He's fighting, but he loses.
But again, the question is why he loses. Is it
the pasuk?
Is it? No, I understand. But what is the pasuk teaching me? And here you could say two things. You could say, number one, the pasuk is teaching me that since this mizbeach, you know, in this case, the mizbeach still demands the hakrava, right? Albeit as a nedava, so therefore it fits into the pattern of olas ish, which grants the kohen rights. The other way of saying it is a much more radical, far-reaching way, is to say that the maskana of this pasuk is that he, the Baal HaKarbon, is completely out. He has no longer any rights to this carbon, and his status as the Baal HaKarbon is gone. And a third nafkamina, and then we have the nafkamina Tiglachas Nazir, which according to Rav Shimon is halacha l'maisa. If he's still a Baal HaKarbon, then his Tiglachas is connected to his carbon nedava, shalmei nedava, and he was yotzei the mitzvah Tiglachas. The third nafkamina would be, is there protection for a mitzvah saseh? Because in the case of an olas nedava, the olas nedava protects him from yisurim, for having non-compliance, non-fulfillment of a mitzvah saseh. If we're saying that shalom also l'bayil v'shem chova completely excludes him from the karbon, he's going to gain no kapara whatsoever from this karbon. And in truth, the Gemara Daf Vav had a havamina that when it says l'olso l'shem l'shem chov, it means, but he still gets a kapara, to the point to which the Gemara asks, so why, if he gets a kapara, why does he have to replace it with another kapara? But you see, the Gemara is still maintaining that there is some kapara element that might protect him from a violation of a mitzvah saseh that he gains from the first karma, which is a fascinating conclusion, that the Baal HaKarbon and his status as such remains even after Shalom Lishma generates lo also l'bayil l'shem chovah. So we have a tzvei dinim of it. We have one din in terms of, has he fulfilled his chovah? Does he have to replace it? The answer is yes. He has now a carbon nedava. But we have another din that, despite the fact that carbon changes its status and now it becomes a carbon nedava, nevertheless it's still his carbon and his nedava. He gains a lot of benefits from the fact that it's still nikra al shem. Nikra al shem.